Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da. Hey, Betty Jo Tucker, we'll be at a headquarters. She's already in the house. I see her in the chat room. And the Steve Mendoza show is just logged in. I love that Steve. He needs his own TV show, everybody. He's funny, and boy, can that boy cook. Hey, Steve, I miss you. You used to give little hints and stuff on your website about cooking and such. There's Betty Jo Tucker and Livia at headquarters. She's right in the room. I just see her popping in now. And I think this week, Betty Jo Tucker is going to be doing a tribute to dance. On the 21st, she'll be doing National Dance Day with performances by Gene Kelly, James Cagney, Lucy Ball, Lily James, Dick Van Dyke, Lucy Arnaz, Julie Arnaz, and more. Tap, waltz, musical comedy, and other dance styles will be included in today's episode. However, we're just going to listen to the tap. I don't think we can see it, can we? No, we can't. All right, just playing with you, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. Okay, I don't know what to start with today. I got to think of something to send to start it off. A little fun, maybe. I like this one, Danny Backer.
Of the swingers over the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I want to be a man cub and stroll right into town and be just like the other men. I'm tired of monkeying around. Oh, ooby-doo, I want to be like you. I want to walk like you, talk like you too. Your thing is true, and it's like me. Can't learn to be human too. Now don't try to kid me, man, cub. I made a deal with you. What I desire is man's red fire to make my dream come true. Give me a secret, man, cub. Come on, clue me what to do. Give me the power of man's red flower so I can be like you. Oh, ooh, ooh, I wanna be like you. I wanna walk like you, talk like you, do. You're gonna see it's true. Someone like me can learn to be like someone like you. I'll ape your mannerisms. We'll be a set of twins. No one will know where man cub ends and orangutan begins. And when I eat bananas, won't peel them with my feet, cause I'll become a man cub and learn some etiquette. Oh, abba-dabba-doo, I wanna be like you. I wanna walk like you, I talk like you, I do. You're gonna see it's true, and it's like me. Can't learn to be be the human too. Can't learn to be like someone like me. Can't learn to be like someone like you. Can't learn to be human too.
Go a little plugs here for my friend Marcus Goldhaber's 2015 tour dates, Sunday, July 19th, mostly Marcus, an unplugged evening, duo guitarist John Hart and vocalist Molly Ryan at Bar Thalia, 2537 Broadway at 95th Street. Reservation 646-597-7340, 7 and 8:30, or you can go to www.barthalia.org. Okay, that's this week. He'll be there, and Saturday, July 25th as well. He's also got some upcoming dates here. Marcus is doing a lot of things at a lot of places. Sundays, you can see him at Bar Thalia. Check it out. Okay, Marcus Goldhaber. Go check him on Facebook, too. Lovely way to spend the evening. He's got some videos out, and I'm going to get to those. Let's see. So I've got a big show coming up besides Bar Thalia. He's going to be at 54 Below Broadway Supper Club with a full band July 25th at 54 Below. So you want to check that out as well. And Broadway Supper Club, 54 Below. Check out my friend Marcus Goldhaber because he's a nice guy.
I love New York. I really love New York. I mean, where else could you come from any other part of the universe and be given an opportunity to drive a cab? We don't even care if you speak English. Come on in. Here's your cab. Here's your map. Go. And you know what I really miss about the cabs? They used to have celebrities telling us to buckle up. Do you think in India they had celebrities telling them to buckle up?
Hello. This is Gandhi. Please wear your seatbelt peacefully and with little resistance.
Hello, this is Buddha. Don't wear your seatbelt and come back as a fly.
Hello, this is the fly. Don't listen to Buddha. Don't listen to... Oh, no, not again.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please? Move in, move in, move in. Stop. The tour is about to begin. Manhattan is an Algonquin Indian word. It means, will that be cash or charge? We're walking, we're stopping. Manhattan is a city of cultures, active cultures and bacteria, so don't touch anything. We're walking, we're walking, we're walking, we're stopping. We're now facing the Hudson River. There is the Statue of Liberty. She stands 305 feet above sea level. In her right hand, she's clutching the Torch of Freedom. In her left, a Gucci knockoff bag. We're walking, walk over him, he's okay. We're walking, we're walking, we're walking, we're stopping. We are now at Wall Street, facing Trinity Church. Burial ground for Captain Lawrence, Robert Fulton, and as pictured on the $10 bill, Alexander Hamilton. Now might be a good time to point out, Taiping is not a town in China. We're walking, we're walking, we're walking. We're now on Wall Street, Federal Hall, the first capital of the United States. Across the street is the New York Stock Exchange, where last I saw my capital fall. We're walking, we're walking, we're being mugged, we're getting mugged, we're bleeding, we're okay. Our last stop will be historical Greenwich Village, where we will visit the ever-popular St. Vincent's Emergency Room. Remember, we're New Yorkers, we don't judge. Just don't wear white after Labor Day. Everything else we let slide.
Because you can tap and welcome to another episode of La Mala Pepita. When last we left little Pepita, she was bonding with the feeble-minded woman who had adopted her, no questions asked.
Good morning, Pepita. My, what a lovely swimming medal. Wherever did you get it? You can't swim.
Oh, I traded it for a tap shoe.
Oh, how nice. Do you smell something burning in the incinerator?
It is the remains of the janitor.
Oh, how nice. Pepita, have you ever noticed that a lot of bad things happen to good people when you're around?
Oh, never you mind, Mamita. By the way, have I said today you're the sweetest, prettiest, most gullible Mamita ever? Oh, have some almond-scented tea.
Oh, how nice.
The next day, we find the newly orphaned Pepita helping a blind woman to cross the street.
Don't worry, little old blind lady. As long as you have little Pepita by your side, you'll never need a seeing eye dog.
Oh, thank you, my child. I've always depended on the kindness and generosity of strangers.
When next we see Pepita, she is at the home of her physically challenged friend, Esmeralda.
Just think, Esmeralda, how happy everyone will be when you rise and walk from your wheelchair for the first time. Come on, you can do it. Try again.
You know, it's fine. It's really going to hurt. Please don't make me do this. Please.
Don't worry, Esmeralda. We'll just keep on trying, no matter how much it hurts you.
Ouch.
The important thing is that we never give up. Now try again. Close, but no papaya. You must try harder. Let's do it again. You're not trying.
The next day, with Esmeralda in intensive care, Pepita decides it would be fun to have a pen pal.
Dear Mr. Charlie Manson, this is the first time I've written to a real celebrity, but something in your eyes compels me to do it. I think we will become great friends. P.S. Could you think of a cute nickname for me, like Squeaky Mean or Angel of Death? Love, your pen pal, Pepita.
Tune in tomorrow, when Pepita experiments with common household poison.
This time it will take more than a kiss to wake Snow White up. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
This is for all my Asians out there. Turn it up. Hey there, my name is Jin Kwok, and I'm here to tell you that dating Asians rocks. They have smooth skin and silky hair, so damn exotic, got that ethnic flair. So sweet and gentle, smells so good. So freaking if you do what you always wanted to. So a pity and so please you like no one can. That's right, I'm talking about an Asian man.
Everyone should date an Asian man. Don't gotta be serious, you fucking Asian man. At least fuck one, at least, please fuck one. At least fuck one, at least, please fuck one.
Hey, hey, hey. Asian men don't listen when you walk down the street. They're honest dudes, honey, they won't cheat. Not saying if he sees a hot chick, he won't bone her. Hey, that's why we got concubines in our culture. Some people say that I am full of bullshit. Yeah, I'm dating a white guy, but I ain't no hypocrite. I've dated Chinese, Korean, and Sri Lankan. Yeah, I'm down with the brown, don't even get me started.
Where my Punjabis at? Where my Filipinos at? Where my bubble tea drinkers at?
Everyone should be raising their hands for that one. It's delicious.
Everyone should date an Asian man. Don't gotta be serious, you fucking Asian man. At least fuck one, at least, please fuck one. At least fuck one, at least, please fuck one.
Jennifer Kwok, so say the elemental wizard. What's happening? Are you Japanese? Can I have a piece of miso? Maybe a frappuccino. When speaking in Chinese, meet me at Silk Road Place, please, for
the open mic for some bubble tea. In Thai, I met a cute guy when I ordered Tom Yum. I could go there every day, feeling on his hot bum. Cultural exchange, I could teach you the Torah, light the menorah. Can I have some mosa? Rotating your medicine balls in the palm of my hand, never letting them fall. I hope that I look as good as Andy Lau when I advance in age, still standing proud. And what about my Persian peeps? Certainly help me to absorb the heat. You're sure to please them, my Patels, Kims, and Wongs. My love's quite strong, like a Bollywood movie, we dance all night long.
Everyone should say an Asian man, don't gotta be serious, you fucking Asian man. At least fuck one, at least, please fuck one. At least fuck one, at least, please fuck one.
Asian men have been such an important force in my life. Like my dad. Don't date my dad. He's married to my mom. And theoretically, I'm old enough to handle it if they got a divorce, but, you know, it would kind of mess with me. It would kind of mess with me, I'm not going to lie. So just, don't take my dad.
Don't want the same one, find a different one.
I'd cut you.
That would be a gangbang.
Yeah, that's not cool. Don't date my dad.
Unless that's what you're into. I'm not here to judge. Make it consensual.
I'm not even going to tell you anything, because you're not going to be able to find him now. Therefore, you won't be able to date him.
That was Jen Kwok. I think that music sounds like a hint of So Say the Elemental Wizard. Check him out online. He's brilliant. Okay, we've got Betty Jo Tucker in the House Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. This Tuesday, she'll be featuring a tribute to dance. Don't want to miss that. It's going to be great. And that's every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Also, read her movie reviews. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. Steve Mendoza in the house. One funny cooking guy. You got to bring some of your cook stuff back. Okay, let's see. Who else? You lost the stream. Oh, really? I wonder what happened. That has to do with your internet connection. Not me. It's your internet connection. You must be moving around. The Wacko Network. Wacko, check out the Wacko Network. I'm not sure when their shows are, but go check them out. Follow them on Facebook, too. And keep moving along. Who else? George Benjamin, the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dreamstream Radio. Oh, you think it's BTR? Okay. Well, they've been really weird, too. They're off by seconds on my show. They say that it's my computer, but it's got to be them, right? Okay, what the do?
What did I do?
I'm asking you anew. Give me a clue. What made you say toodaloo?
I wish I knew.
What's bugging you?
You say we're through.
I feel so blue.
What did I do?
What did I do? Our love has gone askew. Drop the other shoe. Can I break through?
Can we renew? Can I construe?
What did I do?
What?
Oh,
you wouldn't be like this. Text me, tweet me, be ready to meet me. Flash my your place.
I am you. How much I do. What I hitherto did not know about you. Have you come to Peru or to Kalamazoo? One thing is true, I beat up more than I could chew. Such a stew, what can I do?
What can I do
to get your point of view? Are you partial to giving me to? Oh, I'm asking you.
End of our show, last 2 minutes, we can go out with a little toasty close. Check out the Elemental Wizard online. Andrew Singer, brilliant. Betty Jo, they sent me an email regarding the hi-fi. Just send them, all you have to do is contact them regarding the hi-fi that you missed that email, and you just click, and it's pretty easy. The Steve Mendoza Show, check him out. He's working on a new show now, but I think he's still on BTR. Just check out Steve Mendoza, and he'll let you know. The Wacko Network, I believe it's Tuesdays to Fridays at... Check them out. Betty Jo, you just click on it, and they do it from their end. You're just giving them permission to upgrade it. I hope I've been helpful. Don't forget, you can watch the Andrew Lombardo Show every Friday at 7 p.m. Go to www.mnn.org. Click on the Lifestyle channels. Watch now. We're in repeats, but on the plus side, I've done over 5. The Wacko Network is 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm sorry. My apologies, guys. Thank you all for tuning in. Remember, you can get my CDs on CD Baby. Buy the whole CD. Buy just one song. It all makes me happy. I love this. So say float. Thank you. This is Nancy Lombardo, Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. Bye-bye.